Pops up and in. Garrett is doing a great job of catching the ball in traffic. He's made a couple of nice one-handed catches, and he's got 16 points.
Today, from the Viero Event Center in Kearney, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And it's 13-10. They'll put some pressure on, and it's going to be stolen away by Bergstrom. Bergstrom steps right to the passing lane, makes the steal, and now a three-pointer on the way and drained by Katie Klingelhofer. And just that quick, four-point turnaround, and we are tied at 13.
Two new champions will be crowned this weekend as another strong Fort Kearney Conference field battles for conference supremacy. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, or should we say good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the Fort Kearney Conference Girls and Boys Basketball Tournament being played here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. After the girls' consolation game, time now to turn our attention to the boys' consolation. And again, Eustace Farnham will be going for that third-place trophy. And this time, the boys will be taking on the Loomis Wolves. And certainly the Knights are hoping that things would go better for them than what happened with the Lady Knights, because it was Elm Creek winning the consolation game 38-28 over the Eustace Farnham Lady Knights. Now, the top four seeds on the boys' side did make it into the semifinals, and the top two seeds did win. The Knights, the number three seed, did have a very tough go of it. They were in overtime before finally falling to Overton last night by a final of 50-46. And now, after playing that late game last night, they have to come back and play here in the early part of the afternoon, really, taking on the number four seed, the Loomis Wolves, who fell to Pleasanton. So it'll be Loomis as well as Eustace Farnham playing for third place here in the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Basketball Tournament in the consolation round. So, again, this a good matchup, a pretty even matchup for these two teams, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed reminds you that they wish everyone the best of luck in today's game. From Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for both the Wolves and the Knights right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as the Wolves of Loomis and the Knights of Usas-Barnum are being announced here. And again, a great venue here for high school basketball. They'll play a little loud music, have the flying lights and all that stuff. Nice little choreography for the introductions. I'll do my best to try to equal that here as we give you the starters for the Usas-Barnum Knights. We'll give you their starting lineup first because they will be the visiting team here this afternoon. Their lineup looks like this. Jared Strong, he is 6'1 and a senior. He'll start with Carson Bellamy, 6'1 senior. Jordan Dunlap, he is 6 foot tall, also a senior. Blake Gingenbach, 6 foot tall and a senior. And the fifth senior starter will be Braden Reeker. He is 6'5 and a senior. Now for the Loomis Wolves, their lineup will look like this. Clay McNall, 5'11 and a junior. Parker Lindstrom, the 6 foot tall senior, will start with Kalen Anderson. He is 5'10 and a junior. Shane Sundquist, 6 foot tall sophomore, and Jamison Bartra, 6 foot tall and a senior. The head coach of the Loomis Wolves is Steve Johnson. The head coach for the Usas-Barnum Knights is Bobby Johnson. Your starting lineup is brought to you by the Better Bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the Better Bank. That's going to pretty much wrap up our pregame show. We'll go, going to take one more break. And when we come back, it'll be the tip between the Wolves and the Knights. That's coming up right after this timeout.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We're just about ready to get things underway. Jumping for the Knights, going to be Brandon Reeker, and out there for the Wolves, Kalen Anderson. And the tip is controlled. No one controls it. It goes out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds by Usas-Barnum. So it's going to be a Loomis basketball here. They're going to have credit for controlling the tip because it was knocked out of bounds by the visiting team. So I'm pretty sure the possession arrow, yeah, will be pointing toward the Knights. So first possession will go to the home team. All right, we've got it all straightened out here. With the possession of the basketball is McNow. McNow gives it top of the circle here for Shane Sundquist, and Sundquist gives it right back out for Jamison Bartra. And again, a little motion offense here as the Knights are going man-to-man. Driving in the lane is going to be Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom gives it out to Sundquist. And again, they're just weaving around, moving the ball very nicely. McNall has it, gives it on the baseline. Here's Anderson for three. His three, no good. Offensive rebound, high off glass. Clay McNall gets the rebound and the bucket. And Loomis has the first 2 points of the ball game. And they knock the ball out of bounds off the boards here at the Viero Event Center. And the Knights are able to track it down. Gengenbach is going to inbound and just toss the ball in here for Carson Bellamy. Bellamy with the dribble will get it off on the left side here for Strong. And Strong on that baseline looking to throw it back out. As, again, both teams are going man-to-man here. And pressure being put on the ball as Bellamy had it. 5 second count going on and barely breaks the press by being able to get it to Dunlap. And Dunlap will dribble to the left. And they gets enough help that there's a couple screens and gets himself open. And through the lane, Jared Strom driving up there. And he is pushed coming through. Had he not lost his balance, they might have not called that foul because it wasn't much of an advantage. But it was a push against Loomis's Kalen Anderson. That'll be his first. Inbounded just on the baseline for Strong, and Strong gave it away, now gets it back. Now he'll drive the baseline, but he's picked up there defensively and then throws the ball away. Just kind of lost track of his man, and it'll be a turnover here on Eustace Farnham. So Loomis will try to add to a 2-0 lead here in the early stages of the boys' consolation game at the Luplac Conference Tournament here at the Bureau Event Center. James Bartruff will just put the ball back out for McNall and over for Lindstrom. Backdoor cut here by Sundquist, but good enough defense that they can't unload the ball in there. Now posting up is Bartruff. Bartruff gets it and has it stripped away. Loomis turns it over. Ball was knocked out of there by Bellamy. Bellamy gets it up ahead to Dunlap, and Dunlap drives the baseline, and he turns it over. Took a little extra step with it, and he's going to be whistled for the walk on the baseline. Both these two teams putting pretty good pressure on the ball, and as a result of that, kind of been forcing some turnovers here. So here comes Sundquist in the offensive zone for Loomis. And again, they haven't thrown the ball below the top of the key here yet. And now they get it at the elbow. Here's Sundquist from the free throw line. His jumper no good. Rebound to Dunlap. Dunlap quickly up court, getting the ball up ahead to Gengenbach. And Gengenbach has the ball knocked off of his leg and out of bounds. Actually off that knee brace and out of bounds. And that'll be another Eustace Swarnum turnover forced by the Loomis defense. Left wing, Lindstrom has it. He'll drive that baseline, and he's shut off. Has it ripped away by Carson Bellamy. Bellamy comes up with a steal, passes it up ahead to Dunlap. Dunlap skip pass over here to Gengenbach. Gengenbach, now they work it around the perimeter. Dunlap, he'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Reeker. He kicks it out. Jumper by Gengenbach. Won't fall. And here comes Loomis on the run. Dribbling out with it is Anderson. Anderson shut off on the baseline. He'll kick it back out for Lindstrom. Back to Anderson. He's got the long deuce, and he hits nothing but twine. Quick timeout here for Eustace Farnham. And it's timeout Eustace Farnham. 4-0 in the early stages. Loomis with the lead. We're back after this.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Bobby Johnson not happy with how things are looking here in the early stages for Eustace Farnham, so he calls the timeout. Knights inbounded, and Carson Bellamy has to cross the timeline. Loomis trying to put pressure on the ball, and they're doing a good job of it because they just forced another turnover. They threw the ball to Steve Johnson, who was open, but as the head coach of the Loomis Wolves, his playing days are done. So that'll be another Eustace Farnham turnover. And at the elbow, getting it is Shane Sundquist, and Sundquist throws on the baseline. Now they'll enter it down low for Bartruff. Bartruff backs in, kicks it back out for Earstrom, who checked in the game. And we had a double dribble on Loomis. Well, unofficially, 3 turnovers on Loomis, 4 on Eustace Farnham, and just about all of them forced by pretty good pressure these two teams are putting on. Bellamy, long cross-court pass up ahead to Jared Strong. Strong throws it on the baseline for Reeker. Reeker has the pass tipped. Loomis forces the turnover. They're on the run. With the dribble is going to be Anderson. Anderson takes it on the baseline. He's shut off, so now they'll get it to Earstom. He'll drive the lane. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up Strong again. Can't get it. Bellamy with the rebound. The outlet up ahead to Dunlop, and Dunlop with the layup. Eustace Farnham running the floor as Bellamy got that rebound. He looked up court immediately, and nobody stayed with Dunlop, and he scores easily. Driving, that's a tough shot by Anderson. It goes out of bounds off one of the Loomis players on the rebound. So Loomis will drop back on defense, and Clay McNall checks back into the game, as does Parker Lindstrom. Also out there is Matt Gray, and Eustace Farnham inbounds it. Strong across the timeline, getting it to Sean Young, who checked in here for Eustace Farnham. So Bellamy and Young, as well as Dunlop, out there right now with Strong. Young now will bounce pass it between the circles here for Dunlop. Dunlop, nice pass down low for Reeker, and Reeker is fouled. Great ball fake by Reeker to get the defender in the air, and then when it was in the air, put up the shot. Didn't really get much of a shot off, but he drew the contact, so he'll be heading to the line. And the foul on Earsom is his first. And the back of the iron hit by Braden Reeker on the free throw, and it's no good. Score remains 4-2. Loomis with the early lead here. Free throw by Reeker, up and good. Makes it a one-point ball game. Loomis quickly offensive zone. Parker Lindstrom has it. Picked up defensively by Bellamy. He'll dribble now, top of the circle. Kicks it left wing for McDowell. McDowell tries to enter it in off the hands of his teammate. It's a turnover. Here come the Knights on the run. And now they're going to slow it down just a little bit. Dunlop has it. Gave it away. Gets it back. Thought about the three. Now he'll step up to the free throw line. His jumper no good. Rebound ripped out by Lindstrom. And Lindstrom in the offensive zone here for the Wolves. Quickly, the trigger pulled by McNall on the right side. His jumper is no good off of one of his teammates and out of bounds on the rebound. For the Knights, checking in is going to be Jordan Watovic. And Watovic comes in, and he'll actually be the one that inbounds it as Loomis is trying to put some full-court pressure on. Dunlop gets it up ahead to Bellamy. Now Watovic has it across the timeline. He'll dribble to his left, and he'll just bounce pass it back out here for Dunlop. Dunlop, right wing for Bellamy, and they're just passing around the perimeter. Sean Young in a little trouble. Reeker gets it, kicks it out, gives it to Bellamy. His three, no good. And here comes Loomis on the run. Anderson snagging the bound. Check it. It was Earsom that pulled down the rebound. He'll bring in the offensive zone and kick it out here for Lindstrom. Right wing, McNall has it on the baseline. Now kick back out. Quick ball movement here for Loomis. They enter it in, and Reeker knocked the ball loose. Now he'll pass it up ahead for Dunlap. Dunlap is going to drive across traffic, and he hits a tough shot to give Eustace Farnham their first lead of the game, 5-4. There were three white jerseys down there. He shot over the top of them, and he got the nice shooter's touch. On the baseline, Samuelson. That's Kyle Samuelson has it. Now they give it at the elbow for Earsom, and Earsom's pass stolen away. A couple of turnovers here for Loomis, and here come the Knights on the run, driving in. It's Dunlap, and Dunlap lays it up and in. Jordan Dunlap with 6 points here in the quarter, and he's outscored Loomis by himself. The Knights have a 7-4 lead here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Entry pass on the baseline. A little ball fake there by Kyle Samuelson. Gets it inside. Shot no good for Earsom. Offensive rebound. That won't fall on the shot. Reeker pulls down the rebound. And now the Knights facing a little bit of pressure. Bellamy has it. And they'll make the long pass up ahead. And it's over and back. Sean Young had it, and he made the bounce pass. And the Knights were not quite able to reestablish it in the half court. So that's an over and back call. The officials certainly got that one right. And Young pulled the trigger on that pass just a little bit too soon. There wasn't really that much pressure. And it ends up being somewhat of an unforced error. Here comes Lindstrom. Lindstrom gets the inbounds. And he'll enter it inside. And it's stolen away by Jared Strong. Another turnover on Loomis. And here come the Knights on the run. Dunlop in the offensive zone throws it on the baseline. That's Watovic. Watovic's jumper is no good. Rebounded and dribbling out is McNall. McNall gives it left side. Now slashing to the basket is Anderson. He's going to kick it out for Lindstrom. Lindstrom in the lane, and we got a foul before the shot. A little bit of a hold there as the drive was beginning. And so the foul on Eustace Farnham. That's on Watovic. That's his first. And the Wolves will inbound underneath their basket. They get it in for Lindstrom, who'll give it out. Now top of the circle for Anderson. That's back to Lindstrom, back to Anderson. Anderson in the lane, bounce pass back out, long deuce. Now driving up is going to be McNall. McNall's shot, no good. And finally tipping around the rebound and finally pulling it down is Bellamy. Bellamy facing a little bit of pressure. And Bellamy, they're going to double-team him, and they get the ball over to Dunlop. Dunlop, good help there. And now Strong gets in the offensive zone. Now driving up is Dunlop. Dunlop kicks it. Left wing, Bellamy drives, and we've got a push in underneath on the drive. It'll be on the shot as the Knights really attacking the basket. They're in their black road uniforms with the white numbers, kind of really just the outline of numbers. And the gussets on the side. Free throw is up and good for Carson Bellamy. I wonder if I lose man points for knowing that those are called gussets. I'm not real sure. It is 8-4. Eustace Farnham with the lead. Second free throw is up and good for Bellamy. The foul, by the way, was called on Kalen Anderson. That was his second. Bartruff in the offensive zone, giving it for Sundquist. Right wing over for McNall. McNall on the baseline, now kicks it back out. Enter on the inside for Loomis. That's a tough shot that Jamison Bartruff just hit. He muscled that one up. That was a strong move. Watovic across the timeline with the dribble, gives it to Dunlop as Eustace Farnham has a little reach whistled against Loomis. Dunlop started his move and the reach on that move by Loomis. And so that'll be the foul on Sundquist, his first. And dribbling, Dunlop. Dunlop gives it on the baseline. Drive, shot up and good for Jared Strong. And pardon the pun here, but that was a strong move on the baseline. Sundquist drives, dishes, the trail. Here comes Bartruff. And Bartruff, we're going to call a foul as there was a block there. But the foul. And what's a little push. And the foul is going to be on Jared Strong. And Strong got a lot of ball, and he did get a little arm. Free throws, bouncing around, and no good. Bartruff will have one more free throw attempt coming up here. With 7.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The free throw is up and good for Bartruff. Again, only 7 seconds left. Inbounded for Dunlap. Dunlap still in the backcourt. Dribbles through a low pressure. 3 seconds left. Gets to the top of the key. Little fade. Puts up the shot at the buzzer. It is no good. He shot it off glass. That would have counted had it fall, but it does not. So, Eustace Farnham content with an 11-7 lead as we'll head to the second quarter right after this.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Well, the girls' consolation is on from the Luplat Conference Tournament is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and Loop City leading Kearney Catholic 18-16 after one quarter. Eustace Farnham has possession of it, puts up a quick shot. It is off the side of the rim and out of bounds. So basketball now belongs to Loomis, who trails at 11-7 here, obviously very early on in the second quarter. With the dribble, Parker Lindstrom for Loomis. And he'll throw it top of the circle here for Kyle Rademacher. Rademacher starting the second quarter here. Entry pass down low. It's off the mark, and Loomis turns it over. Quickly, the Knights in the offensive zone. Dunlop has it. Finds a cutter. Driving up is Reeker, and Reeker lays it up and in. That was a great pass by Dunlop. Over the traffic, and cutting down the backside was Reeker on the trail. That was pretty. With it is Gray. Gray enters it in. Now kicking it out is Rademacher. He'll give it now right side for McNall. McNall will fire the three. Back the iron, no good. That was a good-looking shot. It just didn't fall. Ball being saved to Loomis, and Rademacher's jumper no good. Then another strong drive by Hartstrup. His shot won't fall. Bartstrup can't get it to go. And finally ending the possession is going to be Bellamy. So a couple of looks there by Loomis, but they couldn't quite get the shot to fall. Ball loose in the lane. It's a Eustace Farnham turnover, and then they turn it right back over with the long outlet pass. Now in the lane, driving is Strong. Strong gets the bucket and the foul. Well, nobody really taking real good care of the ball, and finally they dump it in for Jared Strong, and Strong went strong to the rack and drew the contact, and now he'll try to add on to a 8-point Eustace Farnham lead over here against Loomis. So the bucket does count. And the free throw, back in the iron and no good. Up high for the rebound was Matt Gray. And Gray shot, I'm glad I had my lid on my Dr. Pepper. Let me just say, as the ball was tipped over here, and almost be a while before I open that soda. Thank you, young man. Appreciate that. Carson Bellamy doing a little housekeeping. Not only is he going to be inbounding the ball, he's also taking care of my soda. With the basketball, Bjorn Dunlap after the inbounds, and he'll bring in the offensive zone, and he'll give it off right side for Bellamy. You know, I mentioned Dr. Pepper on the radio. I wonder if I get paid for that. Bellamy gives the ball back out to Dunlap. Top of the circle, that's Jared Strong. He kicks left wing for Gengenbach, who checked in during the stoppage. And Gengenbach on that left side will try the three. Good-looking shot. It does not fall, and it's rebounded by Earsom for Loomis. Quickly, the Wolves on the run. Both these teams like to get up and down the court. Gray has it, passed through the lane, and it was last touched by Loomis. There'll be another Loomis turnover. Unofficially, I have them with 10 turnovers compared to 7 for Eustace Barnum. I just released the pressure there for my Dr. Pepper. I can open it later. There we go. The inbounds goes to Jordan Dunlap. Dunlap up ahead to Strong, and boy, they're cutting in nice. Bellamy drives, puts up the pass on the left wing, and Gengenbach draws the contact and now will head to the line. And Eustace Farnham just really attacking the rack there, going all the way in. The foul on McNowell will send Eustace Farnham to the line to shoot two, and the free throw is no good for Gengenbach, and we got a timeout for Loomis. Loomis trails it 15-7. Eustace Farnham will be at the line when we come back with 5:52 to go here in the second quarter. We're back after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
5:52 to go here, second quarter at the free throw line. Here's going to be Blake Gengenbach. Gengenbach at the line after the foul by McNowell, and his second free throw is good. So that's his first point of the game, and a 9-point lead for Eustace Farnham. This is their largest lead of the game. McNowell has it top of the circle here for the Wolves, and they'll get it up on the left side for Gray. Gray drives the baseline a little bit. His pass back out, out of bounds. Last touch by Loomis. And so it will be Eustace Farnham ball and another Loomis turnover. 11 turnovers for the Wolves. Eustace Farnham has turned it over 7 times, most of those in the early stages when Loomis built the lead. Knights have led here since about midway through the first quarter. They kick it left side, and Wintovic's three-pointer is an air ball, and rebounding it out is Sundquist. Sundquist will drive all the way down, get it inside the bucket and the foul. Josh Earstrom got the ball on the baseline, went right up with it, and he'll try to go to the free throw line to finish a three-point play. He got the hoop and the arm. That was a nice pass by Sundquist after he got the rebound. Got in the lane, got enough pressure on him to release the pressure on Earsom, and now Earsom will try to finish the three-point play. The foul on Gengenbach is his first. And Earsom, strong move, puts up a free throw that's an air ball and out of bounds. So the Knights will inbound it. Checking back in for the Knights is Rieger. And pressure being put on. Strong has it. He'll get it off to Watovic. Back to Strong. Strong pass up ahead for Carson Bellamy. Bellamy skips it left side. That's a great catch by Dunlap to make the catch and then keep his dribble. Dunlap gave it away, now gets it back, kicks it in the corner. Here's Watovic for three. Good-looking shot, won't fall, and rebounded by Samuelson. Kyle Samuelson pulled down the rebound, and they'll just get the ball out to Damon Steinbrink, who checked in the last stoppage of play here for Loomis. They give it off right wing for Sundquist. Sundquist looking on the inside, and then he'll just throw it top of the circle. Not a good pass, but Steinbrink's able to track it down. Entry pass down low. Now cutting in the lane is going to be Steinbrink. Steinbrink shot's no good and rebounded by Bellamy. Bellamy then throws it away, and then he gets it right back. And now up ahead, here's Dunlap. He'll lay it up and in. great athletic move at the rack by Dunlop, and he's got 8 points in the game. Sundquist kicks it out for Steinbrink. He was open for the trail three, but he gives it up, and now McNall has it left side. They'll kick it off on their right wing here for Sundquist. Sundquist gives it on the baseline. Jumper by Samuelson is no good. Rebound by Dunlop up ahead to Watovic. Watovic shot blocked right at the basket, and then he is fouled. But as he put up a ball fake, he got Kyle Samuelson up in the air, and Samuelson landed on him, essentially is what happened there. So good ball fake there by Watovic, and Eustace Barnum just really looking to run there. That was not an opportunity you usually start a fast break from, but Watovic is going to go to the free throw line and have a one-and-one. The foul on Samuelson, that is his first. 17 fouls now against Loomis. And Watovic, the front end of the one-on-one with 4 minutes to go here before halftime, is up and no good. And the rebound by Damon Steinbrink. Steinbrink gives it over ahead to Parker Lindstrom. And Lindstrom gives it back to Kyle Rademacher. Top of the circle, Steinbrink has it. Steinbrink gives it. Now cutting in is Lindstrom. Lindstrom missed his shot, gets in the lane, and then he tries to go back up, and he's fouled, so he'll head to the line and have two shots there. So 18-9 with 3:41 to go here in the first half. At the line is Lindstrom. His free throw is short. 3:41 to go. Foul on Braden Reeker was his first, by the way. Here's the free throw by Lindstrom. That one looks pretty good. Puts it right through the heart of the basket. Pass on that far side, almost making the steal was Matt Gray, but Gray couldn't quite get his hands on it. Goes out of bounds into the Eustace Farnham bench, and the Knights will inbound it. Watovic will toss it in, and he'll get the ball in the hands of Jordan Dunlop. Dunlop then hands off to Bellamy. Bellamy across the timeline, over for Dunlop. Pass on the inside, jumper by Reeker, and Reeker's shot is up and good. So Reeker hits it. And into the offensive zone comes Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom gets a little screen, top of the key. Tried a little pick and roll, but Eustace Farnham was ready, so they'll kick it back out here for Rademacher. Nice ball fake here by Lindstrom. Lindstrom floater from about 15 feet away. Shot's no good. Tracking down the loose ball was Gray. Great hustle by Gray to come up with that rebound. He gave it away. Now it's back to Rademacher. Rademacher, pretty good pressure put on by Dunlop. Both teams going pretty much man-to-man, but now this trip the Knights have gone with a little bit of a 2-1-2 zone, and Lindstrom has it. Gives it at the elbow for Gray. Gray has it stolen away. Here comes Watovic. Watovic on the fast break, takes it off glass. Shot no good. Rebound by Reeker, and Reeker is up and good. Offensive rebound and bucket. And another Loomis turnover turns into points for Eustace Farnham. 2:22 to go here before halftime. And the ball knocked. No, there's going to be a hold on that far side. Ball went out of bounds. That was because there was a hold on Jordan Dunlap. That'll be his first. Girls' consolation game of the Loop Platte Conference Tournament. Kearney Catholic now leading Loop City 36-29 at halftime. Loop City actually led after one quarter. Here it's 22-10. Eustace Farnham with the lead over Loomis, and Eustace Farnham lost in overtime last night. Pass in the lane, shot up, no good. McNall gets the rebound, kicks it out. Baseline jumper by Gray, won't fall. Loose ball is picked up by Lindstrom. Lindstrom's going to reset the offense. Now it's in the lane. Earsom's in a little trouble, puts up a shot, it's no good. Rebound by Gray, and Gray with a turnaround jumper, his first 2 points of the ball game. A couple offensive rebounds lead to a couple of points here for Loomis. And then they turn it over. Here comes the Wolves after they force the Eustace Farnham turnover. And then Eustace Farnham commits a little hold. That'll be the first personal foul whistled on Jordan Watovic. Correct that. That's actually Watovic's second. Inbound here by Sundquist. Get it out for McNall. In the lane, driving up is Bartrip. Bartrip kicks it out. Pass is tipped, stolen away. Great defensive play. Driving up is Dunlap. Dunlap couldn't quite get the layup to fall. He forced the turnover, and now we'll go line and shoot two. That was a great read and up high to pull down that tip ball and be able to make a drive like that. That's very athletic by Jordan Dunlap. Dunlap at the free throw line, rolls it around, and it's in. He now has 9 in the game, and it's an 11-point Eustis Farnham lead. For the Knights, checking back in, Jared Strong. Second free throw by Eustis Farnham, up and good for Jordan Dunlap. So that'll mean that Eustis Farnham is doubling up Loomis. They lead it 24-12. With it is number 12, Clay McNall. McNall gives it off on the right side to Gray, who enters it down low for Earsom. Earsom has to kick it out, and he'll get it back out to Gray. Now on the baseline, McNall. The McNall long skip pass, and that's going to be intercepted by Dunlop. And Dunlop is going to let traffic clear a little bit. Now he throws the ball up court to Strong. Back to Dunlop. He'll snap it left side for Bellamy. Bellamy gets it down low for Gengebach. Gengebach shot off the mark, and Matt Gray pulls down the rebound. Gray up ahead here for McDowell for Loomis. Loomis with the dribble in the lane, and now they left Gray open for a moment. He thought about the three, but now he finds a cutter, and the left-hand layup by Jamison Bartruff is up and in. Good decision there as Bartruff ends up shooting that from point-blank range, and now Loomis with pressure on the ball forces Eustis Farnham into a foul, to a turnover. So Eustis Farnham, their 10th turnover of the first half here. And Loomis with a chance to cut this lead back down to single digits again. Plenty of time to do something with it. There's 41.1 left on the clock as Loomis will inbound it on their end of the court, which will be at the end of the Knights bench here in the first half. They inbound it. They're leaving Gray open, and Gray hits the three. They double-dog-dared him to shoot it, and he hit a three-pointer. Bellamy into the offensive zone for Eustis Farnham, and Loomis putting a little pressure on here. Strong dribbles on that far sideline, throws it on the baseline for Gengenbach. Gengenbach jumper in and out, no good. Rebound is tipped out to Dunlap. Dunlap will try the baseline. His shot, no good, and we've got the ball knocked out of bounds. Off the hands of Eustis Farnham, so Loomis will inbound it after a team rebound. 12 seconds before halftime, Lindstrom has it across the timeline. Skip pass on the right side for McNall. McNall, long pass, a little bit tough for Gray to come up with, and it's stolen away, and that's going to do it. Trapped in the corner is Dunlap, and Dunlap just lets time expire. One half is in the books, and it's 24-17. Eustis Farnham with the lead over Loomis. And we're going to talk with the superintendent of Pleasanton High School, Ron Wymore, talk about this new format and the new location for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll just kind of talk about how this is all working out. We'll talk with Mr. Wymore. I still have to call him Mr. Wymore, former teacher of mine. We'll have to take a break, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center for the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Consolation Game. 24-17, Eustis Farnham with the lead over Loomis. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And we have a halftime guest, Ron Wymore, the superintendent and principal and kind of the commissioner. The superintendent and principal at Pleasanton High School, kind of the commissioner. What's the official title?
Activities director.
Activities director for the conference.
Yes.
Very good. I talked to you earlier this season with the Pleasanton-Amherst game up there about this format, about coming here to the Bureau Event Center. And, you know, we had some questions of how things were going to kind of look. And, you know, just didn't really know how it was going to come out. Well, you've had 3 days of this now. You happy with the move to the Bureau Event Center? Are there some things you want to tweak? What's your kind of reaction to how things are going?
This is fantastic.
Okay, that's pretty good.
You listen to the kids after they play in this arena, and you listen to the administrators and other people coming in, and they're all saying, when do we sign up for next year? It's just fantastic. It's gone over very well.
Now, in a sense, I don't want to say it was a fluke, but, I mean, there has to be a weekend there's no hockey.
Right.
Here, and it just kind of worked out with the schedule. Are you saying that there's probably a pretty good chance you guys are going to say, we want to do this and make sure that when you guys make your schedule, the Storm aren't playing this weekend?
I'd say that's about a 99% chance, yes.
What process do you go through from this point? I mean, have you just kind of taken a straw poll of administrators, or is this your call, or how does that work?
No, it's not my call. We'll meet as administrators again and talk about how things went, but just talking to the administrators that have been here, they're all saying, what's it take to get back here? And we've talked to Todd, and Todd's talking about that I think they'd like to have us come back and stuff. You know, it's been kind of a financial wash for them, I think. But it was a chance for them to see what they could do in their arena and how something would work. And I think there's some people showing up tonight to kind of see how it went, and maybe they can get some more events into here.
Are you getting the sense, I mean, do you know, looking at the gate, have more people come to this venue versus what you guys have done in the past, or is that also a wash?
We're up, our gate was up about $200 or $300 the first night, up a little bit again last night. And, you know, the arena, a lot still happens on, or depends upon what teams are here.
Right, right.
Because, you know, some schools follow better than others. We kind of wished Axtell would have been here, because Axtell always follows good. But I think we're up to what we were before, and I think we got some people who are just coming in to see what it's like, what's the venue going to be like for them to play here. And, you know, the nice thing is people aren't staying away because they knew the gym was going to be full.
And are you finding that people are staying, watching the next game, because they can find a place to sit and be comfortable?
Yes, yes.
Which obviously would be another benefit. You know, it's not a financial benefit, but you're just trying to make things as user-friendly as you can for people in the conference.
That's right. And if you go up and talk to the fans sitting in the bleachers, well, they're not bleachers, sitting in the seats, they're going, wow, this is fantastic. I can sit here and watch three or four basketball games and not feel my backside as bad as I do when I'm sitting in a high school gym.
And you mentioned just kind of in passing what I was stuffing my face in the hospitality room between games. The possibility that, you know, maybe we should talk about other conferences and maybe, you know, this Saturday be championship games and not necessarily be playing the consolation games here.
I think it'd be fantastic. It'd be great for the fan. The average person just likes to come in and watch high school basketball. What a great venue, and what a great idea to just bring everything together in the area. Lou Platt, if you're listening, I think it'd be fantastic for you to come in and join the Fort Kearney Conference on Saturday.
That's an intriguing idea to kind of make those four games and have all four games be championship games. I think that would be an intriguing idea. You and I are talking about this. Is this something maybe you are going to talk to the administrators of the conference about?
We'd be open to it. I think everybody would be open to it. We might have to do something if we still want to have the consolation games, maybe move them someplace else, or maybe forego the consolation games. You know, there's mixed feelings amongst the coaches and administrators. Are they necessary? Are the kids getting what we want them to get out of the consolation game? You know, it all depends on if you're a team that you're excited about getting this far, this is a great game. If you're a team that you're expected to get to the championship game and all of a sudden you're coming back and play the consolation game, it's hard to get kids pumped to come out here and play the game.
and again, it would be an intriguing idea to have two Luke finals and then the 2-4 Cardinal Conference finals or vice versa. I mean, however that format would look, it would be intriguing. It would be a good idea for, you know, high school basketball fans in the area. It would be an intriguing thing. And, you know, if Kearney High had a home game that night, make it five games that evening, that could be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun for a lot of people. And there's a lot of good basketball played in this area of the state. And what a great way to showcase it.
Well, Ron Wymore, appreciate the activities director for the Fort County Conference. Appreciate your time and some interesting ideas. Thanks for the feedback.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, once again, our halftime score, it is 24-17. As it is a pretty comfortable lead here at intermission for Eustis Farnham. They lead at 24-17. We'll be back and recap the scoring for you when we come back after this one-minute timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center, and let's recap the first half scoring for you. Eustis Farnham leading at 24-17 here at the break, and leading the way is Jordan Dunlap. He's got 10 points here in the first half, perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Most of his damage actually has been in transition, where he's hit a couple of layups and a couple of running jumpers. He's got 10 points at the break. Second leading Knight in the scorebook is Braden Reeker. He's got 7 points in intermission, 4 for Jared Strong, 2 for Carson Bellamy, and Blake Gengebach, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has 1 point here at intermission. For Loomis, they have balanced scoring off the bench. Matt Gray has 5 points and the only 3-pointer that they hit in the first half. He's got 5. Also, Jamison Bartruff has 5 points as well. 2 points for Josh Earstrom off the bench. 1 point for Parker Lindstrom, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and Clay McNall with 2 points as well. Loomis with the early lead, but then Eustis Farnham was able to force Loomis into some more turnovers, got some points in transition, and they lead it here at intermission 24-17. Probably the biggest stat, really, that I kind of see is points in transition, which is an advantage for Eustis Farnham, and also Eustis Farnham has turned the ball over 10 times, Loomis 15 times. Here in the first half, and Loomis will have basketball first to start the second half here. They bring it into the offensive zone with no pressure being put on them at all. And now top of the circle with it is Kalen Anderson. Anderson kicks it back, now gets it back, and he'll dribble to his right. Over there is Lindstrom. Lindstrom is going to dribble up to the elbow. His jumper is no good, and the rebound by Jared Strong. Strong has it for the Knights and gives it to Bellamy. Bellamy lets traffic clear, and trailing him a little bit is Jordan Dunlap. And the entry pass down low, knocked out of bounds by the Wolves. They tried to work it inside to Gengenbach, but stepping through there and knocking the ball out of bounds, I believe, was Bartruff. In any event, the Knights will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing it in is Dunlap. Dunlap uses up his dribble, and he'll just reset the offense. Bellamy has it, dribbles to the elbow. And he'll have to kick it right back out for Dunlap. Dunlap skips it over. Open is Gengenbach. Gengenbach hits the three. They just left him open enough, and he drains the three. Now Loomis on the run very quickly up court, and there's a foul. Shane Sundquist, drove immediately after getting that long half-court pass after the bucket. So the foul is going to be whistled on number 5, Jared Strong. That is his second. His team's first foul of the second half. Free throw by Sundquist is no good, so the score remains 27-17, and the free throw bounces around, and Sundquist, with the shooter's touch, gets it to fall. Dunlap dribbles through traffic, bounce pass on the baseline, and the shot no good, but a foul. Again, the low pressure put on by Loomis. Eustace Farm just dribbled right through it. And a nice bounce pass to Gengenbach. And Gengenbach now is going to go to the line and shoot two. So he's got 3 points here in the second half, and he'll have two free throws. The first one is up and good. Free throw on Bartruth, his first, team's first of the second half, and the free throw by Gengenbach, good. He's got 5 points here in the quarter. We've only played about 50 seconds of it. With the dribble is Sundquist. Sundquist to McNall, and top of the circle, Bartruth gets it, and he'll kick it off on the left side as they're just passing around the perimeter right now. Knights going with a 1-3-1 zone, and on the right side, a three-pointer by Clay McNall. Both teams kind of opening things up a little bit as they're hitting some outside jumpers here in the second half, and Loomis is trying to trap the basketball. Dribbling through it is Dunlap, and up ahead they get it to Gengenbach. Gengenbach baseline jumper too strong. Rebound tipped out to Gengenbach. Gengenbach, another shot, and that one's no good. Last touched by Gengenbach and out of bounds. So new to team really shooting the ball very well in the first half. We had one collective three-pointer the entire first half, and we've had two in the first minute of the second half here. Pass on that far side. Strong was pushed. Oh, they're going to call that. He was the one doing the pushing. They're going to call Strong with the charge. Don't check that. My apologies. Strong was the one who collected the charge. The foul was on Sundquist. My apologies. In the offensive zone, here comes Gengenbach. Gengenbach has the ball held up by Bartruth, and that's going to be a reach on Bartruth. You might have heard it as he was walking by. The official was telling Bartruth that, you know, keep your hands off, and about 4 seconds later, he does call the foul as he was hand-checking him. Bellamy gets the inbounds. And he'll skip it left side for Dunlap. Dunlap, skip pass again here for Bellamy. He'll drive the baseline, bounce pass through the lane. Good pass, but Rieker wasn't ready for it. And then having to track it down was Dunlap. Dunlap saves the turnover and gives it to Strong. Strong, pretty good pressure put on by Lindstrom. His pass knocked loose, and Loomis couldn't come up with it. Loose ball over there, and McNow was trying to tip it up ahead to Anderson and had it stayed inbounds. Anderson would have had a layup. But that's not the case, and Eustace Farnham will inbound. They get it to Bellamy with 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Kick into the corner for Strong. Back out for Bellamy. He'll fire the three. Back the iron and no good. Rebound is taken out by Gengenbach. Gengenbach has it stolen away. Coming up here is Eerstrom, and Eerstrom will lay it up and in. Nice drive by Eerstrom after making the steal. Dunlap, left-hand layup. That one's blocked. Here comes Loomis. They got numbers, 3-on-2, and dribbling through is going to be Lindstrom, and we got a block. No, they're going to call the charge. As he was set, it wasn't a traditional look, but there was a charge there as the Eustace Farnham player was all set for it. 29-26, Eustace Farnham with a 6-point lead. Loomis, a missed opportunity, and timeout for the Wolves. We're back after this.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, Steve Johnson did not like the charge call. And the Knight that was underneath, and I believe it was Gengenbach, wasn't wide when he was standing there and took the charge. He had his feet kind of together, and that's not generally what you call, but he was there for a while. Eustace Farnham facing some pressure. Carson Bellamy gets the inbounds, and they have to call a timeout to maintain the possession. Bellamy was trapped, and we got a quick 30-second timeout here for Eustace Farnham. They call the timeout to maintain the possession. They lead at 29-23 here at the Viero Event Center. And again, you heard at halftime when we talked with Fort Kearney Conference Administrator Activities Director Ron Wymore that really the administration of the Fort Kearney Conference has been ecstatic with the reception that they've had here at the event center and how they've been treated and how the gate's gone and the kids have loved playing here. And they've even considered the idea that maybe the Lou Platt ought to move their finals here as well. Kind of an intriguing idea. Carson Bellamy gets the inbounds. Up ahead now to Strong. Strong breaks the press and driving up. The layup is up and good. Jordan Dunlap, Strong drive, nearly a charge in underneath, but Dunlap lays it up and in as they break the press and pushes that lead back to 8. Now driving is McNall, and McNall collects the foul. He drew the contact. He made that foul happen. I mean, they would have really had to back up not to get that foul because McDonald did a great job of drawing the contact up against Bellamy. And the free throw is up and good. So McDonald now with 6 points in the game. He's got one more free throw coming up here. It's back to the iron and no good. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall. And Reeker finally pulls down the rebound and then loses the ball. Samuelson got the rebound originally, and then his shot wouldn't fall, and then Reeker had it tied up. We got a line change here for Loomis. 5 new players out there. We'll try to get them all mentioned here quickly. Gray's out there. Sundquist inbounded it. They got it to Steinbrink. Now kicking it back out for Rademacher. Rademacher's pass stolen away. Reeker outlets it up ahead. Dunlap will lay it up, and there is foul in underneath. So Loomis with another turnover here. And heading to the line is going to be Eustace Farnham's Jorn Dunlap. Why not? He's been running the floor, doing a lot of damage in transition. The foul on Parker Lindstrom is his third. Free throw up and good for Dunlap. He's got one more coming up here, and that rattles around, and good. He was in and out and then hung on the rim for a little while. He makes it a 9-point lead here with 4.5 to go. Dribbling up in the lane, a little floker by Sundquist. It's no good. Dunlap pulls down the rebound, and he's going to dribble through traffic, and there's going to be a reach on Loomis. Not sure if it's on Lindstrom or Sundquist. They were both there. It is going to be on Sundquist. That is his fourth personal foul. Well, one of those two young men was going to get his fourth foul there. Both of them reached. Both of them had 3 fouls. Bellamy brings it in the offensive zone. And he'll just kick the ball back out here for Dunlap. Dunlap drives the lane. Bounce pass in the corner. That's Strong. His jumper no good. Up high for the rebound is Matt Gray. And Gray will let traffic clear, and he'll bring it across the timeline here for Loomis. He spots top of the key. He'll give it right side for Lindstrom. Lindstrom gave it away. Now gets it back. And he'll shoot from 17 feet away. It's short, and the rebound to Dunlap. Dunlap, pass on the left side for Bellamy. Bellamy lost it off of his hands and out of bounds. That'll be another Eustace Farnham turnover. 12 turnovers on Eustace Farnham, 16 on Loomis. And timeout for the Knights. Full timeout with 3:48 to go here, third quarter. It's 33-24. It'll be Loomis ball when we come back after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Update from Gibbon in the Girls Loop Light Conference consolation game. Kearney Catholic leading Loop City 55-35. Here, Loomis, down by nine, has the ball top of the key and has the pocket picked. It's a steal. Bjorn Dunlap with the steal, now with the layup, and now with two more points. Bjorn Dunlap just made the theft and took it in and cashed that one in. Stole somebody's lunch money there. 11-point lead now for Eustace Farnham. Now between the circles with it, Lindstrom. Lindstrom gave it away. Pressure being put on Steinbrink, and he'll get it out. Little jump stop in the lane. Nice jump stop by Lindstrom. His jumper then no good. Offensive rebound here for Rademacher. Rademacher's shot won't fall. And finally coming up with the rebound is Reeker. And Reeker makes the nice outlet pass up ahead here for Dunlap. And Dunlap is fouled by Matt Gray. And Dunlap knocked to the ground and fortunately did not hit the table right in front of us. That is now going to be seven team fouls on Eustace Farnham, and they're checking the court. I don't think they broke the court. Just double-checking everything. Now, again, the press row here, there's a series of tables, and they're not padded or anything like that, and they're not too far away. About a table's width away from where the – a little bit more than a table's width away from the edge of the court. Fortunately, no – nobody got hurt there. Dunlap hits the first free throw, front end of the one and one. Second free throw on the way, just as pretty as the first. And Dunlap really is carrying the heavy load here for Eustace Farnham. Jumper in the corner real quick for McNall. It's no good. And the Knights pull down the rebound. Carson Bellamy comes out of there with it. And during the stoppage, Loomis made five substitutions. They have a whole line change out there, and we'll try to check it in a moment. Pass on the left side. Strong has it. And he is fouled by Kalen Anderson. Anderson and McNall out there. So is Bartruff. Josh Earstrom. And Kalen Anderson for Loomis. So lineup right now for the Wolves at the free throw line is Strong. And Strong hits the front end of the one and one. That'll earn him the bonus. Strong second free throw. Back end of the one and one. Up and good as well. And Eustace Farnham, 15-point lead here. McNall on the baseline is fouled by Dustin Cook. So go with the foul, and to inbound it here is going to be Clay McNall or Loomis. 2:38 to go. Pass in the hands of Bartruff. Bartruff gives it between the circles here for Kyle Samuelson. Top of the circle, Bartruff. He'll get the ball back out for McNall. McNall with the dribble. McNall from the free throw line. Now he'll give it off on the right side for Kalen Anderson. Anderson lobs it down low, a little bit too high. That'll be another Loomis turnover. And here come the Wolves. Here come the Knights, rather. Dunlap, pass up ahead. It's knocked out of bounds by a hustling Clay McNall. He ran the entire floor, was able to run through the lane and tip that away. If he'd been there a stride later, that's a layup for Eustace Farnham. Good hustle. Bellamy will inbound it into the corner for Dunlap, and now they skip it out to the right wing, and now the drive penetration. Now here comes Strong. Strong in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. Ripping it out of there is going to be Earsom. And Earsom will give it back to McNall. McNall in the lane. Shot over the top of Strong. It's no good. Knights rebound it. They work it up ahead. And then picking up the loose ball, laying it up and in, is Jordan Matovic. And a nice pass here from Dunlap, who just kind of rolled it out there and put a little backspin on it so Matovic could pick that up and just lay it up and in. So McNall has it as it's a 17-point Eustace Farnham lead. And here's the three-pointer on the right wing, and Kalen Anderson drains the three-pointer. Loomis, their second field goal of the quarter here. And here come the Knights in the offensive zone. Matovic has it across the timeline. They double-team him, and still makes a great bounce pass to Dunlap. Dunlap's going to drive and is fouled. That was a great pass from Matovic. He was double-teamed, just moved around a little bit and timed it out where he made a great bounce pass, created a little lane to pass it in, made the bounce pass to Dunlap, and Dunlap was able to drive in. Now Dunlap's going to go to the line and shoot too. But Tovic really made that happen. Free throw's up and good for Dunlap. The foul, by the way, on Anderson was his fourth. And Loomis, again, wholesale substitutions here. Kelly Thorell, Steinbrink's out there. Matt Gray came into the game with Parker Lindstrom. And Kyle Rademacher, that's who's out there right now for Loomis with 1:08 to go here in the third quarter. Dunlap at the free throw line, bounces around, it's no good, and the Wolves pull down the rebound. That's Steinbrink. Damon Steinbrink gets the rebound and gives it to Parker Lindstrom. Lindstrom with the dribble, right wing, will give it to Rademacher. Gives it to Steinbrink on the baseline, top of the circle. Here's Lindstrom for three. It's an air ball and out of bounds. 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Eustace Farnham in control in this one. They lead it 42-27. Knights inbounded, and running up ahead is going to be Dunlap. Dunlap's going to slow it down a little bit. Did not have any angles there, so they'll get it to Sean Young, who checked in a moment ago. They'll get it to Strong. Now between the circles, it's Dunlap. Dunlap dribbles, kicks it back out. Now top of the circle for Dunlap. 29 seconds left. Dunlap will now kick it left side for Young. Young back to Dunlap. And they might be looking for the last shot here. Maybe not. Pass through the lane. It goes out of bounds. As soon as I said maybe they're working for the last shot, they pass it through the lane and out of bounds. They spread the floor a little bit. They came out near midcourt a couple of times, did Dunlap, but then he decided to attack, and it's passed through the lane. Results in a turnover. Right wing, Matt Gray has it. Gives it top of the circle here for Lindstrom. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Steinbrink with the rebound and then fell down, so he turned it over after pulling down the rebound. And there's 5.2 seconds to go here before the end of the third quarter. Knights to inbound it, and they get the ball in the hands of Young, and he's going to be trapped there, and we're going to run out of time before we get a shot off. Yeah, that's going to do it. Three quarters are in the book, and Eustace Farnham with a 42-27 lead here in the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Knights have possession of the basketball to start the fourth quarter. And with the dribble is Carson Bellamy. Bellamy with the dribble. And he'll give it to Bjorn Dunlap. Dunlap gets it down low, driving in is Reeker. Reeker shot no good, gets his own rebound, and then is able to pass the ball out for Gengebach. Gengebach gave it away, now gets it back. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Blake Gengebach, a second three-pointer of the second half here, and the lead now is 18 for the Knights. The three, top of the key for McNall. That is no good. And a rebound ripped out by Gengebach. So here comes the Knights on the run. With the dribble is going to be Bellamy. Bellamy, bounce pass, top of the circle here for Gengenbach. And it's black ball, as you hear from the official right in front of us. And so Gengenbach, inbound the ball. Toss it in here for Dunlap right in front of us. And he loses the ball near midcourt. And they'll get the ball back out to Bellamy, though, after he picks it up. They're trying to trap the ball. And they get it on the baseline. A little hard drive there. Shot no good. Boy, that's pretty good defense by Josh Ehrstrom. After knocking the ball loose, he comes up with a loose ball, and they work it up court. And then Loomis turns it over as they threw it a little bit too high, too far up ahead. So the Knights with an 18-point lead here, facing some pressure. Bellamy in the backcourt is able to get it to Strong. Strong throws it up ahead here for Gengenbach. And the Knights doing a good job of spreading the floor a little bit so they can't put together a very effective double team. Been able to double team, but they've always had angles to pass the ball in. Strong and Bellamy playing a little catch right now, and Bellamy's got it. Strong's going to set a little screen for him, and they'll bounce pass it back in for Strong, who tries to get it inside for Reeker. Reeker lost the ball, then got it back and laid it up and in. Nice pass by Strong to Reeker across the lane there. Here's McNowell on the baseline, turnaround jumper. That's a tough shot, no good. Reeker pulls down the rebound, and then he lost it, and we got a foul in underneath. He lost it as Kalen Anderson came up with it, and Anderson went right to the rack, and he is hit on the arm. So that'll be a useless Farnham turnover. Chance for points here for Loomis. And Loomis needs those points because they trail at 47-27. They're down 20. And now they're down 19 as Anderson hits the free throw. And Loomis will make four substitutions now. And Anderson hits the free throw. He'll make it five. Steinbrink out there. So is Gray, Sundquist, and Rademacher. Free throw up and good for Anderson. So Anderson will come out. Parker Lindstrom comes in. So Steve Johnson, much of the second half, has substituted five at a time. Pressure put on the ball, but Strong gets it back and is able to get it out to Dunlap. It brings across the timeline a three-on-two opportunity, but the Knights are going to slow it down, as rightly they should, up by 18. With less than 6 minutes to go here in the game. They make a sloppy pass, though. It's stolen away. Here comes Loomis. Sundquist in the lane. Low jumper has it ripped out of his hands. And now the long outlet pass up ahead to Dunlap. Dunlap, great ball fake. Gets the defender in the air, and he lays it up and in. Bellamy made the steal on the other end of the court and then made the long outlet pass as well. Jumper left side, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Dunlap. And Dunlap will get the ball up ahead here for Bellamy. Back to Dunlap. Dunlap to Bellamy. Bellamy throws it in the corner for Strong. And they're just really playing almost a four-corners offense here as Bellamy and Dunlap are trying to protect the ball, but they make a bad pass. It's stolen away by Loomis. With it is Rademacher, and Rademacher is fouled driving in. And again, Bobby Johnson probably not happy with how that transpired there. The team trying to do the right thing, at least their head's in the right area, but just did not really spread things out as effectively as they like. Steve Johnson probably pretty happy with the effort because Cal Rademacher made the steal and then drove in hard. He hit the first two free throws after the foul was whistled on Bellamy, which is his third. And that was an air ball on the second shot. So the score remains 49-30. And the Knights will inbound it. And the Wolves will continue to pressure the basketball. Bellamy, double team, has his pass tipped by Sundquist. But the loose ball is picked up by Gengenbach. And Gengenbach gives it out. Driving up here is Dunlap. Dunlap's shot goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Loomis as it was blocked. And I believe the block was by Matt Gray. Yep, Gray knocked it right out of bounds. That's a pretty block by Gray, but the Knights still get the ball. Dunlap has it on the baseline, kicks it back out for Bellamy off the inbounds play. Left side, Strong has it. Strong, little ball fake from the elbow. He'll kick the ball back out here for Gengenbach. And again, the Knights understand they want to work the clock. Now driving is Dunlop. Dunlop, nice dish underneath. And Reeker gets the bucket and the foul. Give Dunlop an assist. Give Reeker a bucket and a trip to the free throw line. That was a nice dish as he drove on the right side of the glass, then made the pass to the left side of the glass. And Reeker finishes the three-point play. The foul, by the way, on Gray was his second. Gray gets it on the left side now. He's going to fire the three. It's bouncing around, no good. And the rebound by Strong. Strong being double-teamed makes a long pass, and it flies over everybody's head, almost over the table. Again, I'm making sure the lid is on my soda. 4:12 to go here, fourth quarter. It is 52-30. Eustace Farnham with a 22-point lead. With it is number 22, Kalen Anderson. He gives it back out for McNowell. Works it on the baseline. Low jumper, short. Offensive rebound by Loomis, and then a foul in underneath. Offensive rebound by Earsom, and Earsom now will go to the line and will shoot two. Got two shots, but after the first one, we'll have a couple of substitutions. Earsom will shoot two with 4:01 to go here. The free throw is no good. Cohen Witovic checking in here for Eustace Farnham. Here's some second free throw. Bounces around. No good. And a rebound by Dustin Coe. And he'll get the ball up here for Dunlap. Dunlap, nice pass up ahead to Coe. And Coe double teamed. Not panicking. Gets the ball to Witovic, and we got timeout here for Eustace Farnham. 3:47 to go in the fourth. It's 52-30. Eustace Farnham with the lead and the ball when we come back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament makes its new home here. And from the sound of things, this is something the FKC would like to do in future years. They're pretty happy with how this has turned out. In fact, They've kind of unofficially made an invitation to the Lou Platt. Why don't you play your finals here? Be an intrigue. That'd be a good day of basketball, to be honest with you. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the girls' consolation is ongoing. And at last report in the fourth quarter, Kearney Catholic was up by 20 in that one against Loup City. Dunlap had the ball, trying to pass it to the left side, and Clay McNowell whistle for the kick. Witovic right in front of us will fake one way. Inbounded for Dunlap. Dunlap will drive the lane, and he'll lay it up and in. Bjorn Dunlap, another strong drive to the rack, and he'll make it a 24-point lead here for the Knights. Pass right side for McNall. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And the rebound by Bellamy for Eustace Farnham. Pass up ahead, left side for Coe, and they'll just play a little keep away. They are playing really a four-corners offense now. Dunlap has it. He'll get a little bit of a screen, dribble to the left side, give it to Witovic. Top of the circle for Bellamy. And again, with 3:09 to go here, fourth quarter, Knights very comfortably up ahead. They want to milk the clock as much as they possibly can. Picking up the dribble is Bellamy. And Bellamy just gets the ball to the big man, Reeker, and they'll just give it right back to Bellamy. And Bellamy will dribble, looking for a backdoor cut on the baseline with it. Is asking for it anyways, Coe. Coe drives through and actually stepped on that sideline, trying to dribble around the pressure. So that'll be a Eustace Farnham turnover. Again, turnovers are kind of bouncing out here a little bit. Eustace Farnham has turned the ball over 16 times. Loomis 21, but one of the differences is when Eustace Farnham forces the Loomis turnover, the Knights have been able to get a lot of points in transition. Anderson enters it in. They kick it right back out for McNall. McNall on the baseline. Drive. Shot. No good. And the ball out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by one of the Wolves. Reeker in there, surrounded by a whole pack of Wolves. And one of the Wolves was the last to knock it out of bounds. So the Knights will inbound. Dunlop facing some pressure. Gets it up ahead to Strong. Strong flips it ahead to Gengenbach. And Gengenbach across the timeline gets the ball to Bellamy. And Bellamy, with 2:20 to go, will shoot a three. It's no good. And the rebound to the Wolves. Pass up ahead to McNall. McNall having trouble coming up with it. Has to dribble around into the corner. And they're kicking the ball back out. They try to get it inside. It's knocked away. And another steal here by Dunlap. He'll lay it up. Too strong. Rebound in underneath by Bellamy. And Bellamy with the offensive rebound and the bucket. And on the inbounds, they're going to have a foul whistled on Bellamy. Bellamy came up from his hand up way above his head to knock the ball down and just kind of brushed the jersey a little bit as he knocked the ball loose. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Eustace Barnum. So Loomis will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1. And towing the line is going to be Kalen Anderson, who is 2 for 2 from the line. Bellamy, that's his fourth personal foul. And now Anderson takes his time at the line with a minute 53 to go here. He hits the front end of the 1-1, and he's got one more shot coming up here. And if he hits the free throw, he also will earn himself a little rest. Free throw is up and good. Checking in for the shooter is going to be Parker Lindstrom. Rademacher's going to put a little pressure on. Sundquist out there, Steinbrook, they've again made that line change. Dunlop brings in the offensive zone, gets it to Sean Young, who checked in a moment ago. They give it for Gengenbach. Gengenbach back out here for Dunlop. Dunlop dribbles to the left side, gets a nice little screen from Strong, and now Strong will get the ball and kick it right back out for Dunlop. Dunlop, with a minute 33 to go, makes the pass out for Strong, and again, the ball knocked loose, knocking out there with Sundquist. That'll be another Eustace Farnham turnover as the Wolves have one of their players fall down. Sundquist had it, fell down, but tracking down the ball was Gray. And Gray gives it to Steinbrink. Steinbrink will give it right back out here for Gray. Minute 15 to go in the boys' consolation game, and making the steal is going to be Dunlop. Dunlop with a pass, and then just dribbling out with it was Young. Young didn't have a real good look at the basket, so he figured, well, let's milk the clock here a little bit. And now there's 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter, and a little push there by Dunlop. Yeah, Dunlop was being harassed by Sundquist, and I think Dunlop a little frustrated by that and really kind of leaned into him and just gave him a little bit of an elbow. Nothing really dirty about it, but a little frustration for Dunlop. And this one's in the book, so Dunlap's just going to come out of the game. Checking in for him, I believe, was Petovic. Here's a quick three, up, no good in transition, and the offensive rebound by Steinbrink. Steinbrink gets it on the baseline, jumper by Gray won't fall, but Gray's heading the line as he was hit on the elbow on the shot. He elevated nicely on that baseline jumper. And he's hit on the elbow, so he'll shoot two, with his team trailing at 56-32. Free throw's up and good. Gengenbach with the foul. And now Gray hits the free throw. That's his first points of the second half here. Second free throw up, rolls around and good. And again, Loomis is going to put full court pressure on, and they make the steal. Stealing the inbounds was Lindstrom. Lindstrom gets the ball back after he passed it away. He'll shoot the three, no good. And the ball is out of bounds off the hands of Hunter Ringenberg for Eustace Barnum. And so Loomis will inbound. Sundquist tosses it in. Up high for it is Matt Gray. He'll give it top of the circle here for Lindstrom. Lindstrom in the lane. Ball is knocked loose. Picking up a loose ball is Jarrett Strong. And Strong will get it to Young. Young pass up ahead here for Ringenberg. And Ringenberg, a 2-on-1, but he's just going to kick the ball back out for Strong. He understands the situation here. 13 seconds left. Pass into the corner for Young. And right side, it's Strong with it. Strong with 5 seconds left. He'll just kick it out here for Young, and Young will put it on his hip, and that'll do it. Your final score, it's Eustace Farnham with a 56-34 win over Loomis to finish third in the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. We'll turn our attention to the championship round with the girls' championship at 6 and the boys' championship at 8. We'll set the stage for that as well as recap the scoring in this one. We'll do that when we come back with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for?
see the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. Our final score in this one, it was Eustis Farnham 56-34 over Loomis. So let's recap what has happened here so far today. We've had two consolation games. The first consolation game on the girls' side had Elm Creek over Eustis Farnham 38-28, and Eustis Farnham in the boys' consolation game with a 56-34 win over Loomis. And now at 6 o'clock, which is, you know, obviously a ways away here, they will have the girls championship game between Amherst and Wilcox-Hildreth. Wilcox-Hildreth had to play in the bunny bracket game. They are the number 7 seed, and they made their way all the way into the finals against top seed at Amherst. That game will be at 6 o'clock, and obviously we'll have that game for you right here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. That'll be followed by the number 1 seed, Pleasanton, taking on the 2nd seed, the Overton Eagles. That game is scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip. So that's our schedule here today. And over on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Luplat Conference tournament underway. And on the boys' side, the boys' consolation game goes to Ravenna. They win over Gibbon, a final in that one of 57-34. And a final on the girls' side as well. Yeah, that's in the book. Kearney Catholic over Loup City, 68-43, the finals on that one. And on our sister station, as we mentioned, 98.9 FM, the boys' championship game between Kearney Catholic and Adams Central, that's set for a 6 o'clock tip. And then the girls' championship between Ravenna and Centura will follow that one. So that's the day of basketball here on ESPN as well as on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're still totaling up the numbers here from this game, so we'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our Misco Sports post-game report. We'll do that and give you all the scoring right after this.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. The Fort Kearney Conference consolations are in the book. Good news and bad news. Eustis Farnham. The Eustis Farnham girls lost by 10. The Eustis Farnham boys won 56-34 just moments ago against Loomis to finish in third place in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament. Let's check the scoring for you. For Loomis, they scored only 2 field goals in the entire second half. And that's one reason why they just really couldn't mount that comeback against Eustis Farnham. That Eustis Farnham defense was really wreaking havoc. Let's check the scoring here for Loomis off the bench. Matt Gray, he finished with 7 points in the game. He was co-leading scorer with Kalen Anderson, who also finished with 7, and he had 2 rebounds. Gray, by the way, had 5 rebounds unofficially. Clay McDonald, 6 points here in the ball game. 1 point for Kyle Rademacher to go with a couple of rebounds. 1 point, 2 rebounds for Parker Lindstrom. 7 points and two rebounds for Kalen Anderson, as we mentioned. A point and a rebound by Shane Lundquist. 2 points and six rebounds by Josh Ehrstrom. And that wraps up the scoring here for Loomis, who fall today 56-34. Leading the way for Eustace Farnham, big game today for Jordan Dunlap. Dunlap finished with 23 points, five rebounds, a couple of assists, and many of her shots were right at point-blank range. Did a lot of scoring right at the rim, much of it in transition, and that transition game really paying dividends here for the Knights to pick up the 56-34 win. Again, 23 points for Dunlap. One other player in double figures, that's Braden Reeker. He finished with 12 points to go with six rebounds, 9 points for Blake Gangenbach, 6 points for Carson Bellamy to go with six rebounds, and Jared Strong, 6 points and a couple of rebounds here for the night. So congratulations to them for finishing third, and congratulations also to Elm Creek's girls for winning the consolation game earlier today here on ESPN. Again, later on, the girls' championship game tip is set for about 6 o'clock between Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth. That game will be right here on ESPN. And then the boys' championship game will follow at 8 o'clock. So we're going to send it back to the studios for a while, and then we'll be back with more high school basketball. The championships will begin around 6 o'clock right here on ESPN. For Stacy Johns back in the studio, our engineer, I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again around 6 o'clock later tonight right here on ESPN.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
We've got visibility now at about 10 feet.